Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. A spokesman for the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, is warning that children are at an increasing risk of contracting diseases in parts of Aleppo because families do not have access to safe water.
At least 100,000 children living in the eastern parts of the city are facing danger of outbreaks of waterborne disease. As fighting escalates, the risk continues to grow by the day.
The UNICEF spokesman said that the ongoing fighting prevented technicians from fixing the severely damaged water and electricity systems. Additionally, the UN envoy for Syria has expressed frustration at the continuing violence preventing the delivery of humanitarian aid to those in need of help. For the first time, the United Nations is admitting its peacekeeping troops played a significant role in the spread of cholera in Haiti in 2010, which killed nearly 10,000 people. The UN is now promising to take new action within 2 months to respond to the cholera crisis in the Caribbean nation. The UN announcement Thursday comes 10 days after completion of a confidential report that said to have sharply criticized the UN's involvement in the crisis. Myanmar's leader, State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi, met with Chinese President Xi Jinping on Friday to discuss the future of relations between the two countries. Xi said he hoped that the five-day visit would strengthen the relationship between the two countries, which has suffered as Myanmar pushes more democratic reforms and stalls Chinese-funded projects in the country. Aung San Suu Kyi's visit to the Chinese capital is her first major diplomatic mission since her National League for Democracy party won a historic landslide election last year. This is VOA News.